Good morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your home this morning, and welcome to our Monday morning edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are in John chapter 5, and here Jesus heals a man on the Sabbath, and this action angers the Jewish authorities, who are now determined to kill him. The man who had been healed is upbraided by the Jewish authorities for carrying his mat, since carrying one's bedding on the Sabbath was considered work and thus against the law. Jesus challenges the authorities on their interpretation of the law. So let's go ahead and get started. Today's guiding word is love. So let's begin with John chapter 5 and verse 1. After this, Jesus went to Bethlehem for a religious festival. Near the sheep gate in Jerusalem, there was a pool with 5 porches. In Hebrew, it is called Bethesda. A large crowd of sick people were lying there on the porches, the blind, the lame, and the paralyzed. A man was there who had been sick for 38 years. Jesus saw him lying there, and he knew that the man had been sick for such a long time, so he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" The sick man answered, "Sir, I don't have anyone here to put me in the pool when the water is stirred up. While I'm trying to get in, somebody else gets there first." Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat, and walk." And immediately the man got well. He picked up his mat and started walking. Now, the day this happened on was a Sabbath, so the Jewish authorities told the man who had been healed, "This is the Sabbath, and it's against our law for you to carry your mat." And he answered, "Well, the man who made me well told me to pick up my mat and walk." They asked him, "Who is the man who told you to do this?" But the man who was now healed did not know who Jesus was, for there was a crowd in that place, and Jesus had slipped away. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said, "Listen, you are well now, so stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you." Then the man left and told the Jewish authorities that it was Jesus who had healed him. So they began to persecute Jesus because he had done this healing on a Sabbath. Jesus answered them, "My Father is always working, and I too must work." Well, this made the Jewish authorities all the more determined to kill him. Not only had he broken their Sabbath law, but he had said that God was his own Father, and in this way he had made himself equal with God. And today's key verse is John chapter 5, verse 17, where Jesus answered them, "My Father is always working, and I too must work." You know, it's interesting that these religious leaders, whose first priority should be the welfare of the people, right? How are those that are entrusting their spiritual welfare to, how are they doing? And here comes somebody who's been sick for 38 years, and lo and behold, he is healed. And what happens? Do they encourage him? Do they, give him an attaboy? No, they start picking on him because he's healing one of their stupid, not scriptural, just one of their made-up sabbatical laws. You know, religious people are like that. It's important for us all to understand that we are not religious. We have a relationship. We are part of God's family and not a religion. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, open my ears and my heart to hear your voice and teach me to be obedient to your will. Help me when I'm weak and tempted to sin, and remind me that you are always working, ready to reach out to me in mercy and love. Amen. Well, that brings our Monday morning together to a close. Join me tomorrow when we'll be reading John chapter 5, verses 19 through 47, where Jesus responds to those who challenge his authority. Until then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer for you.